I imagine, Carlos, that is just what you wanted with a week to go until the season beginning, a 5-0 win here at Hillsborough.
First of all, good afternoon. Before I answer your question, let me just say thank you to our massive fans that enjoy. I think they enjoy the time in the stadium. And I want to give a message to them that I know that last season we have some problems to win matches home. And I think it's very important that all the fans support our players. At the same time, create a difficult environment to our opponents. Because if we will do that, and today we can feel the energy, the positive energy from the fans, from the massive fans in the stadium, I think our players will answer with a positive football, and they will answer with if you have a positive football, we'll be more near to win. So it's very important. And first of all, thank you to the support. Today was a very nice afternoon to Sheffield Wednesday in Wilsburg, and I hope that in the next match against Bristol, we can feel the double of the support, because we try to give answer with the double of our capacities. About the game today, of course, I'm happy. Opponent is not so strong, but is organized. You know that in football, even if you play sometimes with a opponent not strong, sometimes we don't play good. Sometimes it's very hard to play good. But today we play very good football with the opponent organized, with the defensive organization defending in the half pitch and try to close the spaces. We discover our spaces. We have some patience to move the ball, to keep the ball. And our offensive organization, we did very well. So we move the ball, we create our spaces. After we do some crosses, we did goals. And defensive organization also, our team play very well. We play all the time with the lines together. Even the opponent sometimes play in the half pitch, some touches and moving the players or moving the ball each other, but it's not in the danger area. So something that we understand and we accept like a team. But when they come to our danger areas or inside our team, we play very aggressive and we win the ball. We're transition defensive when we lose the ball, so we did very good also. So when we lose the ball, our team react very quickly to win the ball again. So in this part of the game, I'm very happy too. Just in the transition offensive, so when we win the ball and go to attack, sometimes we can do better. We could do better. We can move the ball more speed, but it's something that we can correct very quickly. So what I can say in this moment, that probably I will say it in resume, that we are ready to start our championship.
You scored some really good goals today as well, didn't you? Some good goals.
Yeah, it's good goals. It was a good goal. So I'm very happy about that. So let me tell you just something very important, that we don't play good at this moment. We understand that this is the first match that you take more serious. But the people can ask, but you don't take the serious in other games. Of course we did it, but it's different, because some players don't play too much time. They don't have too many minutes. And sometimes we put the players to play in difficult conditions, because we must give minutes to the players. So we understand that we don't give even 60% of the conditions in the friendly games, in the previous friendly games, to the players be ready to play. So today we prepare, is the game that we really prepare to play, because it's the first, it's near the competition. We will play near our fans in the Wilsburg, so we respect that 100%. So we put our energy in this friendly match. What I can tell you, that I spoke with the players, that we have an accident in the last match, even in this kind of difficulties that I said to you, and you can easily explain why we lose the last match. But the quality of the men's, of the quality of the teams, something very important, it's not, you can be with an accident. Accidents happen to all the people. But the quality of the men's or the players or the teams, we can look how they react when you have an accident. So My message, they understand absolutely. They have a very, very strong reaction after the last accident, and it's very good to me to understand the type of the profile of the players and the team that I have in my hands. So I'm very happy about that, because during the championship, sure that we'll be with some accidents, and it's important that our team have a speed reaction, a positive reaction after the accidents. This is a very good conclusion.
Today was our first chance to look at Lucas João, who has just signed. I'm sure he's a player you know all about from Portugal. So what can you tell us and tell the Wednesday fans about Lucas?
So Lucas is a very young player. He's not a player that we bring like a first option. He's a player to the future. I think Sheffield Wednesday do a very good business about this player. This player is playing the under 21 in the national team. In December last season, the Nacional da Madeira, the previous club, they sold the striker to China, and Lucas start playing after December. In this period, I think he did 8 goals or something like that. Also, the coach from national team, the first national team, call him to work with the team and put him in the 35 players to the national team. So maybe you ask me why the player don't go to the big clubs in Portugal, because usually you go to big clubs in Portugal. And I can answer that we anticipate in the market, because he did very good in the off season. They are waiting what we'll do in this season after 2 or 3 months, and I am sure that if he continues do what he do in the last season, Benfica, Sporting, or Porto, they will buy him absolutely sure. So I'm very happy because Sheffield Wednesday anticipate this kind of business. We bring a player with a very good future. As I told you, he's a very young player, very talented player, but very young. But he can help us during the season, of course. He's a player that we think that he can help our squad. And I am sure that he will be very happy in Sheffield Wednesday, and the Sheffield Wednesday fans, they will like him a lot in the future. But let me just tell that we need patience with him, because we are talking about a boy. He's a boy. He's very tall, but he's a boy. So if you support him, if you give good energy to him, he will answer with very good football, because he have all abilities to be a top striker.
Well, a good opportunity to see him for the first time today. And the other good news yesterday was Tom Lees signing this new contract extension. I believe that he's spoken and said that you played a big part in this. You wanted to make sure that he was staying at Sheffield Wednesday. So, one, how good is it to get him signed up? And two, why did you feel it was important to make sure that you kept him at Wednesday?
All the teams, it's important to have like a soul of the team, and to create a soul of the teams depends not the players staying a long time in the clubs. I don't believe in that. I believe in personalities. So when you have some personalities that can give energy to the others, they can guarantee the values of the club. You can guarantee the values of Sheffield Wednesday. One of these players is absolutely Tom Lees. So he's one player that it's one of the souls of the team. So these kind of players, we must stay with them if it's possible long time in the club, because he understand the values of the club, and he will transmit or give to another's. And follow the another players that come to the club, they will follow this kind of spirit. So I think like this, I'm answer to you in all the questions.
No Glenn Leuvens today. Is that anything serious, or was it just a case of resting him today for this game?
No, we're just protecting him. If you are, you don't, and I must tell you, the fans that follow the last match, they don't feel love and 100%, so you don't play with in 100%. You feel a little pain, and we know that, but you won't play because he's a very good professional. He's another guy that is the soul of the team, so we feel a little pain, and but he won't play. But in this time, we understand he's still feeling a little pain, and we understand that we don't want risks, so we just put him out to prevention to be ready to next week to training normal with the team. Just about that.
Now, I noticed that the Sheffield Wednesday coaches and yourself are on the right side at Hillsborough,
Yeah.
in the technical area, and in the past they were on the left.
Yeah.
I just wondered, is there a story behind that as to why you've made that change?
Let's move everything. We are not we the team don't win too many much last season. Let's move to another side. If we it's not definitive, but if we're still winning, I will stay there. If we eventually the things is not good, maybe we can
You'll swap
change a
back.
lot of time. I'm not too much I don't am the person that I have this kind of superstitious. I'm not absolutely nothing superstitious, but okay, let's move. We move the pitch. It's more large also now. It's a good pitch, so we play football and a good football in the good pitch. So let's move the bench also and let's try if you can do. We can do better.
1 week to go. Can you quite wait for that first game?
Yeah. Well, I'm as I told you, we are ready to start the competition. So we want to feel the power of our fans. This is very important. We need a lot the power of massive fans in the stadium in Hillsborough and create a fantastic atmosphere. Today I'm very happy because a friendly match and we can feel it, especially in the first minutes. But let's try to do it not just in the first minutes, but let to do a positive atmosphere during the 90 or 95 minutes and give a chance to everybody be happy. It's what we want. Of course, our team, our squad, our coaches, and our fans, and our chairman, we want to put everybody happy. To do that, of course, as I tell you, we need a lot of the energy of our fans.
Carlos, thank you for joining us live
Okay,
on BBC
welcome.
Radio Sheffield. Well done today, and a 5-0 victory for Sheffield Wednesday against St Mirren.